Universal Windows Platform apps automatically scale your UI to ensure the UI elements display properly when your app runs on any device, regardless of the pixel density or the viewing distance of the device. Let's take a look at how this affects the UI elements you design. Because an app scales your design elements for the device it's currently running on, when you design elements in pixels, you're actually designing in effective pixels. Here we have a UI element that is 100 by 100 effective pixels, some text with a size of 100 effective pixels, and some text with a size of 24 effective pixels. Here's how these UI elements render on a PC, a tablet, and a phone. When the screens are compared side by side, elements on the PC and tablet seem larger than the elements on the phone. The 100 by 100 UI element displays in 150 by 150 physical pixels on the phone, 175 by 175 physical pixels on the tablet, and 200 by 200 physical pixels on the PC. These devices have different screen sizes, viewing distances, and pixel density, but when you take into account the viewing distance for each device, the elements all have the same perceived size. This enables you to use the same element and font for all devices. And that, in a nutshell, is how display scaling and effective pixels frees designers and developers from having to consider pixel density and viewer distance.